All right, joining us each and every week this year, and we're really happy to tell you that. We did tell you that last week, but Willie Cauley-Stein is going to be with us each and every week talking about everything that's going on with the Kings, and we'll do some fun stuff as well that doesn't have anything to do with actually playing games. Willie, it's Grant and Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. A lot of fundamentals. We just had Coach on talking about what your practices have been like. You know, it's a lot of repetition, a lot of fundamentals. And so I would imagine you're chomping at the bit to kind of play, even though it's preseason, on Monday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've been doing a lot of reps, a lot of teaching. So me, all the guys included, is just ready to get out there and, you know, play against somebody else besides ourselves.
You know, Willie, when you come into training camp, a guy like you, this is a different type of environment from the standpoint that your role was one thing. Now it's starting to expand. What have you seen in your preparation that you're like, yeah, I like that this is going the way that I planned in the summertime?
You know, from a position standpoint, like us bigs are essentially point guards now. Like, you know, the whole offense kind of runs through us at the elbow. So, like, you know, we got the ball in our hands the whole time. We get to choose what passes we want to make, what actions we really are running. So, you know, Coach really put the power in our hands, and it's, you know, it's different. But that's what we're working on now, is those reps. And, like, we literally run the same actions for, you know, hours a day of, you know, backdoor cuts and handoffs and screens and following the ball. And, like, you know, there's so much stuff that he's having us do that it's like overloading, but it's going to be good when it comes second nature.
We're talking with Willie Cauley-Stein, the first of six preseason games coming up on Monday. You know, Doug has talked to you about this in the past, your athleticism and the fact that you love to run the floor. And it just seems to me that this is going to be an up-tempo team, which fits into exactly what you want to do. I would think that you must feel like you're in a perfect situation right now.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to be able to put pressure on the paint and the rim with all of our guards that we have. And even our bigger guards that they're having to run wide this year. And, like, they're doing more running than they've ever had to do. And you can tell that they're not used to it. You know, our coaches are constantly saying, oh, you guys got to run through. You guys got to run through. And they're like, you can tell on their faces, they're like, dude, come on. like, we're not used to this. So it's just, it's very up-tempo. It's going to be very exciting to watch us play for sure, because it is fast.
You know, Willie, Bogdan Bogdanović, first time over here playing in the NBA. Is there anything that you've seen that you really like out of the young man? I got a chance to watch a little bit, and he's highly skilled.
Oh, very skilled, very calm, very calm and collective. He's got some stuff to his game. I really like him a lot. He's very calm, and I like what he does with the ball. He's just real smooth with it.
When you mean calm, you know, expand on that.
He doesn't rush. Like, it seems like every like pass or every dribble he makes, he's making it with like a purpose or a setup. You know, obviously he can shoot the heck out of the ball. So, like, but his passing is what's got me intrigued by him, and his like his movements is just, he's just so smooth. Like, he's, you know, and he's supposed to be a rookie, but he doesn't play like a rookie. Like, he's just slowed down, but, like, his movements is quick and, like, decisive. Like, he knows what he's doing with it.
You know, you speak to that. I think that a lot has to do with, like you said, he's not a rookie, but he is a rookie. Championship moments, a lot of different things that he's experienced. And then you go to the other end of the spectrum, and you get a guy like De'Aaron Fox, who is young. Obviously, you know him from Kentucky. What have you seen out of his game? And let's throw Frank in there, those two point guards together. What are you seeing with those two?
Well, Frank is more matured than De'Aaron because he's older, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
like, his game is more matured. Like, you know, Frank does some stuff with the ball or makes some decisions that Fox wouldn't do yet, just because, you know, he's played in that college environment a longer time, so he's more polished in the sense of, like, being in the game longer. So, but, like, I would say, like, Fox is just so – he's just so talented, and, like, he's so athletic and just a wizard with the ball. Like, he just makes stuff happen. Even if it doesn't look well, he's going to make a play, and it's really fun watching them go against each other, because Frank is just a bulldog. Like, he's just a bulldog. He gets in the lane and makes stuff happen, and Fox is just, you know, he's like a knife going through butter. Like, he gets through these little cracks that, you know, you wouldn't think that you could get through, but he makes it happen.
And then, you know, we talk about two-a-days a lot of times, and even though you work out on your own, you've been playing a lot of basketball with the fellas for a while. Is there any difference on your body? In other words, do you get sore with training camp, or did you come into camp in such great shape and you've been doing this that it's just like another week for you?
You get sore for sure just of all the banging and the drills. Just being on your feet. Like, you know, in the summertime, you're not going as hard as what you're going right now. Like, right now is like a different type of speed. Running the floor, like, you're getting in game shape now. Like, before, you're in workout shape, and it's like a whole different speed. It's a whole different toll on your body, and it's a different soreness. Like, it's more of a sore in the sense of you're just running so much, and then when you're training, you're sore because you're lifting on the side, you're doing some other type of training on your legs. Like, it's just a different type of soreness.
You know, Willie, when I look, and Grant and I talked about this for the last couple of days, at every single position, you're at least too deep. Speak to the competitiveness that, you know, it's probably there now, but it's going to ramp up as guys want time, they want minutes, they want to move up, all those different things. Speak to competitiveness that is being built around the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got competitors. There's nobody's laying down for anybody. At every position, there's somebody that's battling against you that you know that they're coming for your spot, and you know, vice versa. Like, I'm trying to keep a spot. I'm trying to, you know, put myself at a level of, okay, I know that, you know, he deserves this. You know, I know he deserves this because, like, we're going at each other every single day, and we're very competitive, which it makes it so much fun. It makes practice so much fun because, you know, when we're doing these drills and we're playing live, you can tell dudes are trying to get after each other.
I like hearing it, Grant.
See, listen
I'm
to
sorry.
Doug, man. He's like, Doug's like, man, I want to play.
That's my thing, Willie. I dig it, man. I dig it. I listen to Buddy. He's always chirping. He'd be the guy I'm going for him first. I'm coming for your head, Buddy. I love it, Grant. I'm sorry.
Willie, man, have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you out there on Monday, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be well, man.
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate you, man.
Take care.